because Sean Ryder is here. Oh, look at this. Here he comes. He's coming in now. The Chris Miles
Show. Here he is, look.
Yay.
Sean Ryder is here.
It's Miles.
How are you, my friend?
All right. How are you? After man you used to be.
Oh, well, God love you. Come and sit down. I'm dying to talk to you.
Hey.
How are you feeling? Now, this is...
all right. You know, we did room 101 last night.
Oh, nice.
We sort of ended at 10 o'clock.
Wow.
Anyway, it ended up 12 o'clock. I was in bed for 12.
So. Well, God love you. That's good. That's I know this is early. I appreciate you coming
in. Early, mate. I'm up at 6 o'clock with the kids.
Oh, cool. Well, of course, yeah. I love Sean Ryder. I've not seen you in such a... Get them headphones on so you can hear me.
I've not brought you any song, mate.
Now, this is one of the things I was going to ask you about.
Yeah.
Do you want the headphones?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want to hear how sexy I sound. I don't look like the old me, but I do sound exactly the same.
You sound, yeah. You look very tough and rough and hard on your advertisement.
Oh, the TV ad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a, you know, I'm like you though, Sean. I'm a softie in real life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a pussycat.
Yeah.
But I was going to, you know, so Sean Ryder and I, this is how we first met, and it's a very strange story. I was on the radio very early one morning, and I told a story. I'd been in Glasgow for the weekend. I was in a hotel. I had some pizza in the hotel, and I bit, as I was eating it, I took a lump out of my tongue and had to go to casualty in Glasgow on a Friday night. Not fun. Anyway, I told that story on the radio, that I, how embarrassing, I took a lump out of my tongue. And then, I don't know how many, like a couple of months later, I do a road show, a Radio 1 road show in Rhyl. And when I finished the road show, I go, thanks very much, have a great day. And we'd all arranged to meet at a pub right on the seafront. So I was going to leg it, get in a car and drive off, and then literally drive in half a circle to behind the crowd and then go into this bar. And as I'm legging it to the car, they go, Chris, someone wants to say hello. I went, I've got to go. Someone wants to say hello. And I turn around and it's Sean Ryder. And he goes, I got you some tongue. And he bought me a packet of tongue.
Brilliant.
And I'm like, what? Sean, come with us for a drink. All right. So we came for a drink. And he goes, I brought you some tongue. And I'm like, I can't believe you even know that story. He goes, yeah, listen. And I put him down. By the way, I will have Sean speak in a second. Yeah, I know I've got you in and I'm
everyone
talking.
Was giving you such an hard time, though, back then, when you first started at radio.
Oh, it got worse after that, Sean.
Yeah, but you became a megastar, so well, it couldn't have got that bad.
I don't know about that. But I will never forget Sean Ryder to the day I die. Sean Ryder sitting in this bar in Rhyl with my mum on one side of him and my auntie Margaret on the other. And he sat talking to them for about 2 hours. Never swore, was nothing but a gentleman, nothing but lovely.
I had the kids with me.
The kids were there. Me and the kids were all playing pool and running around the pub being idiots. Sean's sitting there talking about Ireland with my mum and all that, and my auntie Margaret. And eventually you guys had to go. And then my mum said, he's a lovely fella, the Sean, isn't he? Lovely. What does he do again? Me and my brother go, how do we describe Sean Ryder now to our mum? So my mum thinks Sean is literally one of the nicest men.
Yeah.
And she's right, by the way, because you are.
Thank you.
But I can't remember.
Your
can't believe you remember
one
that.
Of the nicest women I ever pulled.
Steady on, son. So how are you feeling? How are you, Sean Ryder?
I'm great. Yeah? Really good, yeah.
It's so good to see you. And I'll be honest with you, it's so good to see you still alive.
Okay.
Because back in the day, there's a good chance with your life, how it was, that you couldn't have been here.
No. Well, we've got to put something straight, right?
Okay,
Fleetwood Mac did more drugs than we did.
Well,
right?
Fleetwood
Mac had the planes, the Boeing 747s, the sheds, the money, you know. So, yeah.
How is your life now?
My life's fantastic.
How clean living are you?
Oh, really? Too clean.
Do you drink?
I will have a pint. Right. I've not gone sort of all, Jovis drinking.
Yeah. You're not dry, completely dry.
No,
Do you smoke?
I e-cigs.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, you're one of them.
Yeah.
How do you find them, all right?
Well, they've just started giving me hyperventilating.
Right.
Yeah, for some reason. They make me hyperventilate, so I've had to stick one of those nicotine tablets under my tongue.
Right.
So if you see me frothing at the gob, it's just nicotine tablet.
Right.
Honest.
Yeah, sure. No, listen. I know you. You're a very honest man. You know, everyone knows a lot about you.
You think they know a lot about
me. Well, that's true. But then you are always very honest in your interviews. There's so much to talk to you about. Now, I am amazed, as most people are. People will know about this, but in case they don't, Sean took part in a TV series called Singing in the Rainforest.
Mm.
Now, this sounds like people came up with this idea after maybe spending a night with Sean Ryder and Bez, because the idea is a crazy idea, and I can't believe you agreed to do it.
Oh, absolutely. The ratings worldwide are just out of this world.
Unbelievable. So basically, with an Amazonian jungle tribe, Sean...
Percussion players.
Yeah, goes over, and they sing in the rainforest. They perform in the rainforest, and they meet everybody. And it's an amazing... What an amazing thing to do.
No, it's brilliant. It was like going on one of them sort of adventure holidays that you pay about 10 grand for, you know, and usually go and shoot lions, but, you know...
So it was you... Roberta went with you as well.
Yeah, all the band went.
Yeah, everybody went. Bez was there. Because obviously you can't, you have to have Bez, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
How is he?
Bez is just Bez. He sort of breaks all records, you know, really. I mean, he's 51.
Wow.
He's still really 21.
Yeah.
Still lives like he's 21, you know, and he looks fantastic.
That guy never puts weight on.
No.
I wonder what his secret is. I wonder what it
might... Well, he went out in 1989 and still not been back.
So how long were you in the Amazon jungle for?
I think we did about 8-9 days, and right, then we got off to Mexico.
And would you... I know it's a silly question, but would you ever go back? It's one of those... I would say it's a semi-life-changing thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, when we was leaving, you know, you've got Roberta. Well, we'll be back, we'll bring the family, you know, and you got... I just can't go along with that. You know that you're never going back.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's
sure.
It, really. You know, and I'm not the world's biggest talker, so I sort of departed, give the chief a packet of money mints and a few of my old shirts and did one.
I could watch you flying around the world to different places. I could watch a series of this.
Uh-huh.
I really could.
Did you download the track?
The track?
So if you're
yet.
On YouTube,
all right.
Right, you download that track, and
right,
all the money and all the publishing goes to the tribe.
Yes, that is a very nice touch, by the way. I was going to say that. So they basically collaborated with the tribe on a track, Dom.
Yeah.
And then they're going to release that as a single.
Yeah.
And then that will benefit the actual tribe.
That's fantastic.
It's very nice.
Yeah, I mean, we sort of go in there to save them.
Yes.
You know, and their life that they lead is just mind-blowing. I mean, come on, it's us that need saving.
Of course. And you're right. When I did, we went to Africa to climb Kilimanjaro.
Hmm.
And you spend a bit of time there. And then we went back to give out all the nets and for the mosquitoes. And you hang out with people. And you just think your life compared to their life. And it's when you're there, you don't look at them and go, oh, bless them. There is a simplistic way of life where you go, kind of envy that. And if you were to pick them up and put them in, if you were to pick up someone from that tribe and drop them in Manchester, they would probably go, this is way too much. I can't handle this. Because it is. It's another world.
Well, it's cheap. I mean, they hadn't actually been out. You know, they'd lived in that forest for, like, you know, untold for hundreds of years. And the chief decided to come out and he went into Panama. He learnt to speak Spanish.
Right.
Right, because they spoke Embera,
right,
and then he came back, learned the rest of them Spanish. Then he decided to learn English because that was the way that they would then get the tourists in. So we was the only people that have actually lived with them, but they'd sort of get tourists dropping off. It's an hour and a half canoe ride,
wow,
to their village.
That's fascinating. How's your Spanish?
Garbage.
Which is Spanish?
Mañana.
It's Spanish
Mañana.
For great.
Mañana, yeah.
Oh man, it's so good to see you.
Thanks, Chris.
And you
good
do.
To see you.
You look great, man.
Well, you know it is.
You do look you great.
Know, once you hit 40, you've got to go in for the MOT, stop living how you're living, you know, and sort of get it all sorted out.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I know that now.
Yeah.
I'm 41.
And you look better than ever.
I think when I met Sean, I was about
29?
No, younger, like 25, 26.
Yeah.
I was literally a baby.
Yeah.
I didn't look like one, like a baby elephant. But anyway, we got so much stuff to talk to you about. I want to talk about the tour. It's the 25th anniversary of Pills and Thrills, which is unbelievable.
Wow, that's incredible.
That's 25 years ago.
Yep. It seems like I've been to bed for an 8-hour kip. and it's...
No, Sean, you've never had an eight-hour kip ever. Let's be honest.
Oh, I do now.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah.
Oh, I say. Look at that. All right, well, look, let's do some adverts, then we'll come back with more of Mr. Sean Ryder. Don't go anywhere. It's 20 to 9.
The Chris Moyles Show.
What's happening with Black Grape?
Well, we're going to make a new album at the beginning of 2016.
Yes.
We heard of a producer called Youth.
Yes. Well, great producer.
Yeah, Youth's going to be producing it.
Love his stuff. Yeah, love his
stuff. Doing it as a favour for Alan for nothing, so.
Love that. For Alan McGee, because Alan McGee's looking after you now.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, Alan's great.
Everything feels good, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to get some good. I mean, me and Alan have bumped into each other for, what, the last 30 years, you know, and all right, everything good. And we've never worked together, and, you know, we always wanted to, but it came about by accident, really.
Dom, just move your mic down a little bit.
Sorry.
Move the arm down.
How's that? Is it blocking Sean's shot?
Yeah, and I want to make sure we get Sean on video because he...
Oh, yeah.
Sean, just say hello to that mic and then it'll switch the
camera. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
There he is. Just shuffle a little bit to your left. No, shuffle a bit that way, Sean.
That way?
Yeah, keep going. That'll do. Look at that. There you are. Come on, what a handsome man you are.
Oh, yeah.
You are, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. Not
bad looking. How old are you now?
53.
53, look at that.
Great, innit? I didn't do 40 too well.
No?
No. Because where I was at 40, it was like, you know, listen, lad, you need to sort of grow up now. Stop all that shenanigans, you know, get an MOT done.
Mm.
And then the last 13 years have been so easy.
Did you have any kind of wobble when you hit 40 or 50?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because of what I was going through, really. I'd been in receivership since 1998. The receivership lasted 12 years. The only thing with receivership is if you go bankrupt, you lose all your writing. You know, you lose everything.
Oh,
so,
really?
Oh, yeah. You know, someone else has it. You know, Michael Jackson or someone.
McCartney.
Yeah, you know, so I have absolutely no problem going bankrupt. You know,
right.
I don't give a toss about what people think. I've done that. Yeah. But I couldn't do it because you lose everything. So we ended up battling it out, and I had the worst lawyers in the world, you know, who didn't even take account of the six children and the school fees, you know, and I think they released £100 a month.
How financially now are you? You're not a rich man.
Well, when I went in the jungle, I mean, basically, the thing is, when you come up, you get 100. You can't earn, right?
Yeah.
Or 100% of your income gets took off you.
Right.
Right, 100%. And then, when you're trying to sort it out, they then go, well, where's your tax? You've got to pay tax. How can you pay tax if the receivers are taking 100% of your income off you? They had a biggie. I know some robbers, but them lot had a biggie.
So how does it work now? What's the situation now? If you had money...
Well, basically, really, I had to pay everything off again. I mean, when I was sort of still
like, by the way, I'm in therapy with Sean.
Yeah,
this is good.
So I decided not to pay these guys, these management, and then the receivership came in, and then when we did eventually get sorted out, one, you have to pay. I mean, they took 5.6 million off me over $120,000. And then... You then get it for the tax.
Well, of course.
So if the receivers are taking that off you, how can you pay tax?
So how are you now?
It all finished when I went in the jungle. I had to go pretty much underground.
Right.
You know, really. I mean,
so hang on.
If I was paying a gas bill,
right,
an electric bill, we basically got letters of how are you paying this.
Right.
So they really did want me in a cardboard box.
Because you've got the 25th anniversary of Pills and Thrills and Bellyaches. You're going on tour.
Yeah. It cost me another £1 million to get out of it with lawyers. You had to get, you know, tax lawyers on it and then your normal lawyers and everything else.
Listen, do you want me to ring Bob Geldof and have Seanaid and we do a big benefit for you? Would that help?
Well, Alan also looks after Bob.
Oh, there you go. Alan McGee. Alan, if you're listening, Seanaid.
I mean, we started now.
Oh, okay. Oh, then don't bother, Alan. It's fine.
I mean, that was one of the reasons I went in the jungle, you know. Because it had basically been sorted out. By the time I came out of the jungle, I was then allowed back on Channel 4.
Of course, I saw you on that the other week.
And what a great career move that was.
So the tour, the 25th anniversary of the album, and then you're going on tour. You start on 5th of November, so just less than a month. And that is going to be an amazing gig. So London is at the O2 Academy in Brixton on the 3rd of December. That is an early Christmas treat for everyone in London. Go and get tickets. And all over the UK you're playing. You're going everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So when was the last time you went on a big tour? This is a business.
We went over to China and Hong Kong. And, you know, we'd always sort of in and out of those places.
And how is it different now, touring?
Well, to be quite honest, it's the sex and drugs have disappeared.
Right.
And it's just the rock and roll.
Nice. You know,
these fat old men playing rock and roll who really enjoy it.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see you guys live.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, it really is better. I'm not just saying it because you've got to sell it. You know, all the sort of the BS that comes with being young and young lads in a band has pretty much gone. You know, the only argument that goes on now is between me and our kid. We had a fantastic argument, right, when we was doing the show. And I really wouldn't have minded it being him because it was like, it was the one about who had the biggest beer belly. Our kid's getting his belly out, going, but then he's sucking it in. It was the most ridiculous argument you could have, but it's great.
So you got the tour, you got the album, 25th anniversary. You're doing a solo album.
Yeah, that's done. That's in the can. That's when it come out.
When's that coming out?
It's beginning of the year.
All right, lovely. And then you're going to work on a Black Grape album.
Yeah,
love this. Look at you, Sean.
Well, you know what? If I knew how easy it was, you know, 25 years ago, just to sort of play it straight.
Right.
You know, you just seem you can get everything done. Really, it's dead easy.
It's great though that you had that life.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And you come out the other side of
it. Yeah.
I was talking to Boy George the other week, right? Boy George clean now, and I'm Boy George. Like, for those of you who don't know, Boy George was like a bit crazy for many years.
Oh, he's Fleetwood Mac.
Drink and all of that. And now to come out the other side, and he's now quite zen-like, he's extremely healthy, and it's like, I look at people like that and people like yourself and just go, A, it's great that you're still alive and great that you, but also, I'm a little bit jealous because you had that life and you've come out of it the other side and you're fine.
Yeah, I mean, I never mucked about with needles,
yeah.
You know, and I wasn't a big drinker. It was just all the other party stuff that I went into.
Oh, the odd party, just every so often, though.
Well, yeah, every night. And,
you know. Is it every night? That's all it was. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you on this tour. And it's 25 years. I keep saying it only because it just sounds like a ridiculous amount of time. And give our love to everybody else. Give our love to the family as well.
Yes.
How many kids you got? You got 27 kids now?
37.
37 children. That's beautiful. Well, I tell you what.
You know what? The first time round, there was a kid having kids, building a career. And the great thing about, you know, having children in your late 40s is you get to do it right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
I like that. Imagine Sean Ryder as your dad.
Yeah, well, you know, I recently did Big Star, Little Star with my 7-year-old.
Did you really?
Yeah, and they came out with
Sean,
all this
what?
Stuff.
Well, Big great, Star, Little Star.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You'll be on Family Fortunes next.
I've done it.
I've done Family.
I miss it. Yeah, me and Phil had a great relationship, really, but it's gone a bit downhill now since when I was on this morning the other week when I said to him, Phil, can you just ask me what I'm doing? And it looked as though I'd farted in the room. Phil went up like that.
Oh, Sean. Can I tell you my favourite, before you go, can I tell you my favourite story about you that I experienced, I witnessed? And I don't know if you'll remember this. I'm at Wembley Stadium. I think Oasis were playing Wembley Stadium. And I've got a pass, as loads of people did, have to this massive kind of like bar area and everything. So I go in and I see you, Sean Ryder. And he's sitting there and he's drinking what looks like orange out of a little bottle of pop. And Sean goes, hey, come on over, man, come on over. And I'm looking at him, and he looked a little bit drunk. And I thought, you know, and I'm sure it was an Oasis gig. So I'm like,
well, I spent the 90s completely drunk. I can remember the 60s better than the 90s. And there was seven when they ended.
So there's Sean, and he's drinking orange. So I go up to him, and I go, Sean, are you drinking orange juice? And he does this, he goes, here, come here. No, it's got vodka in it. It's vodka and orange, but I'm not meant to be drinking, but no one's gonna know because I put it in this bottle. But it looks like orange, but it's vodka and orange. I went, Sean, no one's gonna believe it's just orange. No, they will, because I say it's orange. No one will know that it's got vodka in it. I went, Sean, no one's gonna believe you're drinking just orange. Why? I went, because you put it in a lemonade bottle. Do you remember? I love that. Why am I even asking if you remember?
Well, I don't.
I'm a big fan of you, Sean, and you've always been an absolute gent when I've met you, and I've seen you with...
Well, you can get away with murder when you've got more good manners, can't you?
Well, there is that. You know, I've seen you with the missus and the kids and you know, back in the day, and you... absolutely, that story about my mum and my Auntie Margaret will tickle me until the day that I leave this planet, because you were such a lovely gentleman, and my mum is... To this day... He's like, oh, that fella Sean Reid is lovely, isn't he? What a lovely man. I wish you nothing but success. The 25th anniversary album, the tour, the solo album coming out next year, Black Grape.
Hey, and the movie.
What movie?
Well, the autobiography movie, right? We sold it to Granada because, I mean, you know that if a British movie gets released now, you're liable to get about 250 people all over the UK going watching it. So yeah. I wanted it to go on one of those sort of, you know, three or four nights a week, Scylla type things.
Right, okay.
And we couldn't get it made. Granada really tried, but so then we handed it over. We just did the deal last week. We handed it over to the, you know, to the guys that made the Joy Division movie and the John Lennon movie.
All right.
Is it Lonely Boy or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Nowhere Boy.
Nowhere Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
So it's, what, a film of your life?
Yeah, of the autobiography.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I want to be in it.
Yeah, you can be in it.
Yeah.
You can play me dad.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
My old bloke at one time, he was playing Wembley, and my old bloke, he, by this time he was doing the monitors and the sound, and I'm shouting to him, get this sorted out, Norbert. And my dad won't have that. He walks on in front of 12,000 people, walks right in front of me, Wembley Arena, and smacked me right in the nose, all over the place. So he got sacked for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, you don't want anyone too tough playing your dad when they're recreating that scene.
Well,
you know what I mean? Yeah. It's a little short fellow who can't reach. That's what you'll have. Sean, listen, love it to see you. Good luck with everything. Come back. Come back and see us. You are welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
You really are. I mean, I know it's early.
You're still doing the tongue?
No, I don't. I've never eaten.
You're veggie now.
I've never eaten tongue.
You ate it that day?
No, I tell a lie. I didn't.
Did you not?
No, I didn't.
Did you feel me?
I kept it for a while, yeah. And then I eventually had to bin it. There's two things that I've memorabilia that I've binned was that tongue that Sean Ryder gave me, and John Lydon once gave me a T-shirt that he designed himself. But just before he handed it to me, he absolutely blew his nose into it, scrumpled it up and put it in a brown paper bag. And that brown paper bag sat on a shelf in my flat for 10 years. Wow. And eventually the day came, I just had to put it, the whole thing in the bin, because it was starting to eat itself. There were animals
on
there.
I'm sure it walked to the bin itself.
Pretty much. Sean, love to see you. Have a great weekend.
You.
And come back and see us anytime.
I will do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Sean Ryder. The Chris Miles Show. Do the news with Dom next.